Check 1-2 test. Okay, here is read number one. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Former U.S. Congressman from Wisconsin's 5th District, Jim Moody, has passed away. As the battle over the Republican lame duck laws works its way through the courts, some of the laws were reinstated yesterday when an appeals court overruled a Dane County judge who invalidated them last week. The winning Powerball ticket from last night's drawing was sold in New Berlin, and 21-year-old Jake Patterson pleaded guilty yesterday in Barron County Circuit Court to kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and killing her parents. Outside tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low 30s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number two. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. As the battle over the Republican lame duck laws works its way through the courts, some of the laws were reinstated yesterday when an appeals court overruled a Dane County judge who invalidated them last week. A three-judge panel in Wausau stayed the ruling that struck down all of the laws, but they did not rule on the decision from earlier this week in the suit brought by labor unions. An appeal in that case is expected soon. Even more court action concerning the lame duck laws is expected in the coming days and weeks. And about 12,000 volunteers are needed for the Democratic National Convention next year. If you would like to volunteer, you can sign up at Milwaukee2020.com. Outside tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the low 30s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here's read number three. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Former U.S. Congressman from Wisconsin's 5th District, Jim Moody, has passed away. Moody was 83. The former college professor was also a state senator and assemblyman before going to Washington. Moody was known for supporting progressive policies and for speaking several languages. He traveled the world while working as an international relief worker with the Peace Corps and as an independent elections observer. And Wisconsin's spring election is Tuesday. A seat on the Supreme Court will be on the ballot statewide, as well as school board seats in several areas and the mayor's race in Madison. To find out if you're registered and the location of your polling place, go to myvote.wi.gov. Outside tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low 30s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here is read number four. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The winning Powerball ticket from last night's drawing was sold in New Berlin. The prize of $768 million is the third largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. The lump sum payout would be about $477 million. The winner has 6 months to claim their prize. And you can attend a concert to benefit Veterans for Peace this Saturday night at Linneman's River West Inn on Locust Street in Milwaukee. The show features longtime activist and well-known songwriter Tom Nielsen doing music for social change. The donation for Veterans for Peace is $15 at the door. Outside tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low 30s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN.